The protagonist, a girl named Steven, is a tomboy child who falls in love with her housemaid and her horse and who, surprise, surprise, grows up to be a lesbian. Essentially, what Radcliffe Hall gives us is a coming out story.
There's a bunch of gay hippies. I said, this is it. This is who I want to be.
The Cockettes represented almost every sort of sexual variation you could think of, you know, bearded men in dresses and a lot of genitalia showing up on stage, and the audience went nuts.
Welcome to This Way Out, the international lesbian and gay radio magazine. I'm Greg Gordon. The Canadian government moves to quash Ontario's marriage equality ruling, a new appreciation for the well of lesbian literature, and a cinematic celebration of the legendary Cockettes. All that and more this week, now that you've discovered This Way Out.
I'm Cindy Friedman.
And I'm Greg Gordon.
With NewsWrap, a summary of some of the news in or affecting the lesbian and gay community for the week ending August 3rd, 2002. Canada's federal government announced this week that it's filing an appeal to the mid-July Ontario Superior Court ruling that declared denial of legal marriage to gay and lesbian couples is unconstitutional discrimination. The brief announcement by Justice Minister Martin Cauchon sounded a responsibility to seek further clarity on the issue, given two earlier provincial court rulings supporting restriction of marriage exclusively to heterosexual couples and divided public opinion. Cauchon added that in today's society, the existence of a committed relationship is of great importance to our lives, whether for opposite-sex couples or for same-sex couples. Cauchon then immediately became inaccessible to media for a week, and the rest of the government has remained silent as well. It's believed there are no strong opponents of equal marriage rights in the cabinet, and that seven cabinet members actually support them, although only Heritage Minister Sheila Copps has publicly spoken in favor. Jean Chrétien's ruling Liberal Party will be caucusing by phone on the question in the coming week.
While the religious right hailed the announcement, it sparked strongly worded criticism from gay and lesbian marriage activists and from gay and gay-supportive politicians. Activists warned the government will be spending $10 million in pursuing a legal struggle it's bound to lose in the end. In Quebec, where Cauchon is the federal minister, the provincial government had placed full-page ads in several newspapers in support of full equality for gays and lesbians. In Toronto, the city council passed without debate a resolution introduced by openly gay councillor Kyle Ray declaring support for equal marriage rights. Openly gay Bloc Québécois MP Rayal Menard called the government cowardly for looking to the courts to handle what it should be dealing with by legislation. Canada's first openly gay MP, British Columbia's Sven Robinson of the New Democratic Party, said the Liberals are showing contempt for the fundamental law of the land.
Also taking aim at the National Liberal Party was Vancouver Pride, whose spokesperson briefly threatened to ban four BC Liberal MPs from this weekend's parade unless they spoke out against the government's stand. At a Pride meeting later the same day, cooler heads prevailed, and those gay-supportive MPs were again welcome to join the march.
The Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras organization was turned over to outside administrators this week because of its financial problems. Voluntary administration is the last step before going into receivership, although Mardi Gras' new administrators, Sims Lockwood, is expressing confidence that restructuring and new support can save the world-famous 25-year-old celebration. For now, though, all the organization's activities must be suspended indefinitely. In early July, it had appeared that an agreement with the bank and community support had rescued Mardi Gras from the deep financial hole left by this year's celebration, which suffered from fears of terrorism that resulted in diminished international attendance and sharply increased liability premiums. But then one major backer's new legal advisors demanded guarantees Mardi Gras couldn't provide, and without his support, the deal fell apart.
Australian Prime Minister John